Sorry, I just jumped into bed, like actually jumped into bed. So I need to not do that because now that just hurt my head. Okay. Hello, everyone. It has been a while. And by a while, I mean 14 days. 15 days? I don't know. But that is way too long. That is too long for me to neglect you. And I'm sorry that I did so. But I can explain. I can't explain fully, but I can explain. Can't really explain yet, but just know that everything is perfect, everything is going well in my life, I'm still going to class and, you know, going about my days, but I am on spring break, officially, starting now. I started on Thursday, which was March something, so that was very helpful. also, if you can hear in my voice that I've been having allergies, it is that time of the year, I suppose, that allergies tend to creep up. So that is why I'm kind of stuffy. Not as bad as it was a few days ago. A few days ago, I just sounded like I had the flu, and I kind of questioned maybe I did have the flu, but no. It was not the flu, but a cold. But no, it's just allergies, because they come and go. Just like anything else in life. Ooh, that's deep. But true. Things, I always say this. I don't know if I always say this. Maybe I do. But everything happens for a reason, and that is why things come and go in your life. You learn from them, and you either do the same thing, try to do the same thing again because it was a good outcome, or you just try to avoid doing that because it was a bad outcome. So I think that's why people come and go, opportunities come and go. It's a learning experience. And that is why I believe that everything in life happens for a certain reason. The reason may be kind of annoying because sometimes bad things happen and then here I go again saying, oh, that things happen for a reason. And then you'll be like, shut up, Kim. So, it really depends on the situation. So, depending on the situation, I'm your best friend or I'm your worst enemy. But where was I going with that? I have no idea. I just excuse me. I'm just quite, I need to get back into this because it's been a while since I made an audio for this. How are you? I hope you're doing amazing as well. It is a weird time right now because it's transitioning between, you know, winter and spring, and I don't know, it can be kind of awkward because, like, today over here, it's 70 degrees Fahrenheit, but it's super cloudy and windy. So I did not know what to wear because I had to go run some errands and buy some groceries. So I had no idea what to wear. Like, do I wear a sweater? Do I wear a long sleeve shirt? Do you wear nothing? It was so confusing, but I ended up wearing a sweater because that's just the way I roll. And I then came to the conclusion that I should not have done so because it was way too hot. Hot. What am I talking about? This is not important. But, you know, I just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. Okay, but yeah, I hope everything is at least okay for you. Of course, I have my days where I'm just feeling like absolute crap, but there's always something that makes me happy, and I know that life throws things at you, and you just, when you feel that it is right, then you just take it. You take it, and then you just say, F it. No, you take it, and you just say, fuck it. I'm gonna do this. I don't care what anybody thinks. Oh my god, who am I turning into? I don't know. I don't know who I am anymore, but, you know, that's a part of growing up. I sound like a philosopher. Everything happens for a reason. Yeah, call me the new philosopher. I'm the new Aristotle, or the Hume, or Kant, or Plato. What? No, Socrates. Or I'm just naming weird philosophers right now, because it's really fresh in my mind, because I just took a philosophy class last semester, so don't call me smart, because I'm just naming things that I was quizzed on and probably did not do well in the quiz. But you didn't need to know that, so just ignore what I just said. I don't know, I'm just excited. I'm happy. Don't know what I'm gonna do this week. Probably make audios. But I need your help. I don't know what to do. I don't know what kind of audio you want. So if you've made it this far into my audio, let me know what you would like me to talk about. Like, it has to be a specific topic. Or any, like, I don't know, anything. I don't care. Well, sometimes I care. Sometimes I get requests and I just think, oh my gosh, I cannot do that. 'Cause I'm either a terrible, like, actress, voice actress, or sometimes I just, you know, things like my voicemails to my future man, and, the girlfriend cuddles, whatever shit that I have done, those are, like, on the spot, like, they just happen because I just think, and I have, like, these thoughts running through my mind, and I just press record, and it just flows. So I can't really prepare, I can't do scripts, I can't do it, because it's just not real, it doesn't come from the heart. And I want things that I post on here to reflect me and my thoughts and my real, legitimate mind, what... words, wow, but That's what I think on that. Because I think that's just what I can do. But other people on here are very good at scripts. They are very good at improv, and, you know, just everything. And that is amazing. I wish I could, but, you know, I can't, so just gotta work with, like, what I can do for now. And yeah, I want to get back into this, because, I don't know, I know that some of you actually really enjoy listening to me, and, I feel bad not posting, and it's not that, like, I don't want to, it's just, sometimes I don't know what, because I don't always want to, well, sometimes I do, but I don't want to bombard my audios with just me talking about, like, rambling. And I know there are certain times where rambling is, you know, just like this, like, I'm rambling right now. But I want there to be, like, topic-specific audios as well. And I know I used to do that, and that was because people would suggest it, and I really liked those, so hopefully I can get some more of those, please. So, for example, like, I did, like, an audio or a voicemail for the sick, or an audio for someone who's having a bad day, or, you know, stuff like that. So I'm willing to try anything because I want to help as many people as possible in different situations. And that's how I want to do this. That's how I want to run my, I was going to say channel, but this is not YouTube. This is how I want to run my audio formats. What? But I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. And I wanted to just say thank you for those of you who stick with me or have messaged me asking where I am and if I'm okay. And that just really means a lot. Even though, you know, I am okay, I've been fine. It's just I've wanted to focus my attention towards something else. I have been here, and I have been, you know, thinking about what I should do next with Pillow Talk, and, yeah, I wanna make time, at least once a week, or twice, and thank you. Thank you for everything. Without Pillow Talk, I wouldn't be as happy as I am now. I wouldn't be as knowledgeable of the different people in the world who are going through different things. And I know, like, that is so naive of me to say, but it's different when you read it, or it's different it's different when you read it online in an article, or you see it in a video. But when people are actually talking to you and expressing how they feel about a certain thing, or asking advice on a certain situation in their life, like, to you specifically, directly to you, I mean. So, I don't know what I'm trying to say other than thank you, because this has opened my eyes on so many levels and has made me very happy. So, again, I'm sorry for being gone for so long, but I'm working my way back. I am getting back into PTA very slowly but surely.
And I'm trying to work on my words more. But thanks for listening as usual, and let me know what you think on the things that I said, because I probably talked at maybe 50 miles an hour. No, maybe like 20, 25. Okay, I'll talk to you very soon, and thank you again.